This is Peter Aylward at the Titmobile Tracking Station, and I have a special guest, Roy Livermore, joining us. Roy, welcome to the Space Show. Tell me a little bit about your background. I understand you've had a long history in Australian space tracking.
Yes, I was here quite early on in the piece, and I did a lot of work for astronomers. And in those days, we had quite primitive computers, and we had a computer that had an 8K memory, and with that, a program could point this antenna very, very accurately to about 0.004 of a degree in accuracy. And that computer today would be so small, the amount of work of memory that was in it, only 8K. But we produced, with machine language, programs that could do wonders with this antenna.
So, Roy, you've worked on DSS 43, but I understand you go back further than that. But tell me, where did you start and where you working, what you're doing?
I started at Woomera Rocket Range in 1962 when we were putting up things like Skylarks and testing the atmosphere and very small rockets. And then we got further on up to Blue Streak. You remember Blue Streak? I was there for that. That was in my first tour of Woomera. In my second tour, I went to DSS 41, which is a smaller dish than the one we have here, but it was pretty good for tracking deep space. And in fact, we did recall the moon landings from it, purely as a sideline from the big antennas that were doing the job. But we got the early pictures.
Is that right? Now, so when you were at Woomera, what year was that? When did you first go there?
I went there 1962 to 1965.
Yeah. And then from there across to, where were you then after that?
I went back to UK for a couple of years, and then someone was mentioned that I wanted to return to Australia, and they offered me a job here, and I came back, and back to work I love.
And what actual job were you doing?
Well, I was finished up, first of all, as a technician, but then I used to do the programming. Programming of pointing of the antennas was my speciality. And in fact, I had a fairly free hand from the director at the time, Tom Reed. He was very good. I told him what I thought I might like to do, and he said, go ahead and do it. And excellent. It was, you know, so good to come to work.
Sounds exciting. So what would you say was your highlight in your career?
Well, in space tracking, that is a bit difficult. It was all good. It was all very good.
Yeah. That's fantastic. And now you live in Australia. You've made Australia your home. Good. And you catch up with many of your colleagues over the years.
Occasions like this and reunions, and it's many of the old faces. You just
listen. Thank you very much for joining us on the Space Show, and thank you for your stories, and have a lovely day.
Okay. Thank you.